high up as you can.
Yeah, it just adds the excitement, really. You know, it's more people to try and overtake. It's rather than cutting, you know, laps on your own. It certainly keeps you on the edge of your seat, like.
And looks-wise, you couldn't have two cars more different between yours and Jason's, but they're very evenly matched.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, mine's a lot better in certain aspects. He's got some fantastic straight line speed, and so it makes it interesting because the cars are competitive in different parts of the track. So I can overtake him certain places, then he comes back at me at other places. So it keeps it exciting.
Well, we almost overlooked Keith taking the race win because we were far more focused on second and third. Thank you for such a spectacular match between you and this man, Jason Davies, who very nearly got second place, but a hair's breadth between you.
Yeah, it was those last two laps. It was sheer luck. I think I stayed on the circuit. The front right wheel bearing has failed, and the brake pedal, I'd lost half of it, so it was pretty much going to the floor. I overtook Michael coming into Honda on the last but one lap, and I was spraying the checkered flag was going to be out, but they put the last lap board out, so I was like, oh, you got to do another lap. So then Michael had me up the back straight, and we came into Honda for the last time, and I don't know how we didn't glide, because there was a fag paper's width between my front bumper and his back wheel. It was... Oh, sheer luck, I think. But no, it was a good race. It was a good race. Enjoyed it.
But you still win your classicals, so it's still maximum points for your car.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. I don't know who was second in class. Neil, I presume, was it?
Yes, I think it was. He made his way back up in the end. Having had. Now, do you know what happened on the first lap or the second lap? Because all of a sudden he didn't come round and he was much further down.
Oh, I don't know.
That was Andy Williams.
Andy Williams. There was three of us coming out of Brooklands, and. We all carried a fair bit of speed into the corner, and Andy got two wheels on the curb and fishtailed and lost it and went onto the infield.
Right.
But that's what happened. I saw that in my rearview mirror and I thought, oh Christ.
Neil finished fourth, I think, and then Andy was fifth. So right. That's how it all shook out in the end. And Paul, you had a good fight towards the end with Melissa in that little Mini.
Yes, quite a star of a driver, isn't she? Yes, very enjoyable race. It's always nice to be able to mix it a little bit with more powerful cars. We run a standard 180 brake horsepower engine that you'll find in any MR2 that's on the road.
Right.
So we're not over blessed with the performance, but the car handled beautifully today. Handled well in the wet or damp conditions this morning. So very pleased Blitz Motorsport doing a brilliant job, and very enjoyable, and a great credit to all the organisers here today for a fantastic meeting.
Your MR2 looks particularly spectacular with that giant rear wing on the boot.
Yes, I'm not allowed to use it in some race series, unfortunately. Okay. It does make a significant difference. It really surprised us when we tried it. We've got a few more aero mount mods we can put onto the car for next season. So we're looking to knock a few more tents off next year with a bit of luck.
Good stuff. Well, best of luck with that. Thanks for chatting to us, Paul Flynn.